Hey, personal trainer, hope you are well and hope you are having a good day. I want to borrow you for a few minutes and I want to tell you something that you probably already know, but you need to hear one more time. And this could potentially be one of the biggest game changers. If you can get this in between the ears and you can cement this into place every single day when you turn up to work, every single day when you open up your laptop, every single day when you look at your finances and you say, I want to grow my business more. I'm doing okay, but I know that there's more. This is the message that you probably need to hear. If you're not going to talk about your business relentlessly, then who the hell is? Let me say that one more time. If you're not going to talk about your business relentlessly, then who the hell is? And what I mean by that is that you might be the best personal trainer in the world. You might have all of the know-how. You might know exactly how to help the people that you are saying you can help, your avatar, the pain points, you understand them to a T. You know exactly how to help women lose weight. You know exactly how to help guys put on strength. You know exactly how to help sportsmen and sportswomen become better, more functional, avoid injury, get faster, get stronger, whatever it might be. But if they don't know that, if they don't know that you exist, if they don't know that you're a nice person, if they don't know that you're willing to spend some time with them for free to talk to them about their problems and their frustrations and what it is that's holding them back, and to be able to make some suggestions about how you might be able to help them, then how the hell are they going to know that you're that good? How are they going to know that they should invest their time, their energy, and their money with you if they don't know that you exist? One of the biggest things that we see, one of the biggest bottlenecks we see with some fantastic trainers is that they're only putting their message out there intermittently. And they're wondering why they're struggling to build their business, because they can get a few clients, but then they lose a few. Now at Velocity, this is the game. This is the goal that we have for all of our coaches. Every single day, our coaches have strategies to start conversations. Not to sell, not to cold DM, but to start conversations. Every single week, our coaches have the ability to make offers of help. Not offers for people to join your program at a discount or a 6-week package or a 12-week this, but offers of help to a particular type of person that might well want that help. And then every single month, our coaches will run some kind of promotion. This is a very finite but specific effort to find more people that you might be able to help for a very specific thing. We're starting conversations every day. We're making offers every single week, and we're running promotions every single month, because we understand that nobody else is going to get that message out for us. We have to do it. And this is such a big fundamental part of building your business as a personal trainer. Yes, we need to be an incredible coach. Yes, our programming needs to be on point. Yes, we need to be able to get our nutritional information correct and meet the client where they're at and be able to hold them accountable and take them through that journey. Yes, we need to have a support system in place, a community. We need to have systems that are going to allow all of that to run. But if nobody knows that you exist, if you are not continuously marketing yourself as somebody that has the solution to a particular problem, then you're always going to struggle to find enough people to put into that amazing thing that you've built. We have to understand that your efforts need to be consistent in lead flow. And I'm putting my hands up here for anybody that's watching, because we need lead flow to start the process of your business building. Once we have lead flow, we then have people that we can nurture, we can build rapport with, we can get their trust, and we can showcase to them how you have that solution to their problem. And that will allow you to find the right people in order to help them. We need to understand that if we're consistent with our efforts at the top of that funnel, if we appreciate that this is a numbers game, and we need to find enough people to start conversations with, whether that's on the gym floor or whether that's online, the more people we can find to have conversations with, the better those conversations are going to get. The more skilled you're going to become at having these conversations and working out who are the people that I can help and who are the people that I need to pass on to somebody else or just don't need my help right now. The better, the more skilled you're going to become at showcasing to these people that you have the solution to their problem, and the easier it's going to be for people to decide that they want to work with you. And you'll notice that you'll no longer have to sell. People will want to buy. And if you can govern that lead flow at the top, you can build a predictable business model that will show you that if I do X, I'm going to get Y out of the bottom. And when you conquer that, when you find that groove, it's unbelievable how much progress you can make. So I want to finish this with where I started it, which is, if you are not going to get your message out and let the world know that you exist and that you can help people with the problem they have, then who the hell will? Have a good day.